Good morning. Welcome to it. It's Brackets, Hunter.
Hey.
Anyway,
that's about what my brain is right now. No, what is it? 6:34.
Every morning. That's all that goes on in the background of our minds. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
I never thought I'd be talking about this band in rock news, but here we go. Well, despite reports of the audience shunning masks and social distancing at Smash Mouth's Sunday concert at the Sturgis Buffalo Chip, their manager has praised the safety and precautions that were put in place for the band both on and backstage. Robert Hayes told Billboard, quote, the promoter did a fantastic job with their COVID protocol. They had a very strict social distancing and mask policy in place for all workers. Everything backstage was sanitized, etc. In addition, he says Smash Mouth, quote, has their own COVID addendum on their rider, and the promoter and venue adhered to all of their requests. We spent endless hours advancing this event to make sure that it was pulled off as safely as possible, and we are very happy with the outcome. Sturgis Buffalo Chip will continue through Saturday. So they're out there.
Hey, now, put your mask on. Have a good time.
Stay safe. And yeah, it worked.
They totally changed the lyrics to all their songs, talking about COVID and masks and
how could
don't
we do
sneeze
that?
Now.
He was looking kind of dumb with his mask not over his nose, walking through the grocery store aisle.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad, huh? Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like yours. What was that? Hey, now, put your mask on.
Yeah, that's all I got. My brain won't go any further than that. It's too early. I didn't know Smash Mouth is still doing it.
They're still doing it, buddy. Still getting it.
Does he still have to do it? That I'm telling you, one of the greatest things about Smash Mouth, what basically made the band, is the guy's beard, the chin strap beard he's got there.
So
if he didn't have that, there would be no Smash Mouth.
You're okay with going out in public knowing that you have the same beard as the lead singer of Smash Mouth,
dude? I gotta keep my hair on somehow. And you know what? The chin strap beard seems to work. So, yeah, I'm rocking it Smash Mouth style.
Hey, now, put your mask on.
Hey, now, don't be a douchebag.
Put your mask
Shave
on.
Shave your beard now. He does. Anyway. His is pretty thin, though, man. Mine's not that thin. Come on.
His is dark, though. He's got very dark chin strap hair.
Not. You see, his is thin, and he's kind of got a little chubby face. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if you can do the old thin chinny with the chubby. You know what I'm saying?
This is the dumbest conversation we could ever have in rock news. It's a little thin with the neck that he's got. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, there you go. That's your rock news. Hey, now, let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
You understand I'm going to be singing that all day now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Everybody's head.
On this day in rock history, 1977, AC/DC made their U.S. chart debut with Let There Be Rock. Could you imagine living in the United States without AC/DC on the radio? There was a time, Hunter, where that happened. We're spoiled now, but there was a time where AC/DC was not on the radio in the United States.
I think it just blows my mind that there was a time where people were like, hey, have you heard this band, AC/DC? Dude, they might stand the test of time.
Of course
they might
will.
Do it.
Of course they will. They will. They, when we're flying around in spaceships and hooking up with alien babes, AC/DC is going to be on, all right? We're going to be cruising through space listening to Highway to Hell.
It's nuts because you're right. There was a time without it, but now that we got it, it's always going to be there.
Exactly.
Like, what if you died? What if you died right before AC/DC came, or like Metallica?
That would suck.
I have no idea. What?
That would suck.
Terrible. Right.
Anyway.
You caveman.
Yes. What the hell, man? Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be a part of it. Sorry.
Hey, now it's on a credit union. Can be part of it. Hey, now
we right. we did have a sponsor. We did.
Now they're gone because we put them in Smash Mouth.